Please bow with me in prayer. Lord Jesus, we come before you, and I ask now that you would dig out our ears, open our eyes to your truth. Help us to receive and to apply it correctly. We pray that you would be glorified in this time. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. The idea that seeing is believing has a long track record. Perhaps the most famous example occurred 74 years ago this month when photographer Joe Rosenthal shot a single picture of the United States Marines raising the flag over Mount Suribachi during the Battle of Iwo Jima. The picture was taken on February 23rd, 1945, just 4 days after the Marines had landed on the island. After being developed, the picture was radio transmitted halfway around the world back to the United States, where it covered the front page of virtually every newspaper in the country. The headlines screamed that the Marines had taken the island. Americans saw a picture of Marines raising a flag on Iwo Jima. However, if the picture represented our victory, why were there more than 31 days of fighting with another 15,000 casualties, including 3,700 Marines killed, before the actual battle was won? Sometimes what we see is misleading. Our perception of what we see is rarely, if ever, the truth. Both our inability to discern and our propensity to create idols of what we behold plays no small part in God's prohibition to making graven images. Certainly, as was well established this morning, we cannot make an image of God because anything we make will be a finite image of the infinite God. God prohibited man from making his image because there is nothing that can come close to representing him. He is spirit, he is separate, he is sovereign. But there is one who has revealed the one true God to us. As the Apostle Paul states in his gospel account, no one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He, that is Jesus, has made him known. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. For our text this evening will be in John chapter 6. I'm going to read verses 44 to 46, but I will draw from the canvas of chapter 6. If you're taking notes tonight, there is one main point. This is that main point. Or I guess I should say the main idea. There are two points, but this is the main idea. Editorial note. The main idea. Listening to Jesus is essential to learning from God. Listening to Jesus is essential to learning from God. From this, we'll look at 2 points. One, no one can come to Jesus unless the Father draws him. And two, we cannot see God, but we can know him through Jesus. Let's start by reading verses 44 through 46 of chapter 6. If I can see it. No one can come to me. Thank you, brother. Let there be light. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they will be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. To put this into context, and here's where I draw from the canvas of chapter 6. This is right after the feeding of the 5,000. After they've been fed, the Apostle John tells us, verses 14 and 15, when the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself. Now, the people were correct in their understanding of who Jesus was, based on their knowledge of Deuteronomy. However, their application was incomplete. Deuteronomy 18, 15 and following says this: "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me," that is Moses, "from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall look at." Oh, wait, no. "It is to him you shall listen. And the Lord said to me, I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak. He shall speak to them all that I command him, and whoever will not listen to my words, that he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him." So they were right to recognize Jesus as king, but they were not listening to what he had to say. We go on in verse 26. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves." He's confronting what their true desire is, and that is self-gratification. "You want me because of what I can do for you." He goes on to say, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him who he has sent." So Jesus points them back to Deuteronomy 18, which says to believe in him. And to believe in him, we must believe him. Which is interesting, as an aside here. I always find it interesting when people tell me, they say, "You know what, I believe in Jesus." And I say, "Well, that's wonderful, but do you believe Jesus? Do you believe what he said? Do you know what he said?" Which is the crux of what we're talking about here. So verse 30, they said to him, "What sign do you do that we may see and believe?" Ah, seeing as believing is older than we thought. Jesus, in verse 36, "But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe." So Jesus fights back and says, "Seeing is not believing." We must listen and believe what Jesus says. And so that's where in verse 44, we get this point: "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him." This is Jesus speaking, and we have to listen to him. What does it mean to those of us who profess to be Jesus' disciples? It means that when we share the message, okay, if I want my friend, my neighbor, my spouse, my child, or anyone else to come to saving faith, they must hear what the Father has to say through Jesus. There's no room here for a sales pitch. We need to speak what Jesus said. And Jesus gave a hard message. In fact, it was so hard that when he was done, the end of the canvas of chapter 6, many of his disciples heard it. They said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. But we must listen to Jesus if we want to learn from God. People are not going to understand simply by observing your life. You must use the spoken word. We must share. We must proclaim. And to parents, don't wait with regard to your kids. Share the gospel with them early and often. We need to remember that we share the message that God has shared with us through his Son. We as messengers are not involved in salvation. The work of salvation is exclusively a work of God. What we do is just proclaim what he has told us to share. Jesus himself points to the prophets and says, "It is written in the prophets," verse 45, "they will listen, they will be taught by God. Everyone who has learned, heard and learned from the Father comes to me," comes to Jesus. So that's a reference point. Start with the word and continue with what Jesus said. The second point, we cannot see God, but we can know him through Jesus. We cannot see God. It's interesting that we create gods in what we see. We also create gods in what we project to others and what they see in us. Okay, we worship behavior. Okay. But we have not seen God, and indeed we cannot see God. As again was pointed out this morning, the knowledge of God is by revelation only. We see the general revelation of God through his amazing creation. And according to the Apostle Paul, this is enough to leave us without excuse. But we also have God's specific revelation, his inspired word, which he's preserved for us for over 2,000 years. God has also specifically revealed to us in and through the person and works of his Son, Jesus. And this is not to mean that seeing is not important, because John later in his epistle, first letter, says this: "That which is from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life, the life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and testified to it, and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father, and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you." Once again, it's revealed through revelation from someone else. We don't have it firsthand, but we have it from eyewitness, and we have it from Jesus. Finally, don't get wrapped up in the experience. The Jews that Jesus was addressing were enthralled, excited about a sign. But Jesus said to them, "Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died." He was making a connection to the feeding of the 5,000. "You've eaten the food there, and you may want to make me king, but that is not going to save you." Once again, we must listen to Jesus, because that is essential to learning from God. Please bow with me and pray. Father, you have sent your Son, and you've communicated your word to us. I pray that you would give us ears to listen. Give us a hunger for your truth. And give us a desire to share it. We pray this for your glory. Amen.